Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, some days seem like the run into or run behind from yesterday, right? It's some days seem like, okay, is this another day? Is it Friday already?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
With some
yes.
They bleed together, and other times
yes.
It's like, oh, hey.
Yay. January 27th, Buzz, Friday, a good day is the official bearer of good news, sometimes not so good news. Sometimes bad news. I think that this, though, is something in terms of consideration. There are lists everywhere that people can access by going online and just putting in something in the search bar, and you come up with something like, what is today? What's significant? What's important about today? And that's kind of what we try to bring to you with our own interpretations on the Good Day program. So I could go on for almost the whole hour, probably, and then some, about today being Holocaust Memorial Day, Auschwitz Liberation Day. You go back to World War One. Actually, it started in 41 for us, but in 39 for the Europeans when the Germans invaded Poland. 2 million Polish Jews became slave laborers. And then, of course, thousands and thousands and thousands of them died during the first few months of the German occupation. Right after the invasion, Polish Jews connected to particular communities, they were sent to ghettos. The conditions, as you can imagine, were not almost unlivable. They were unlivable. And that was a deliberate attempt on the Nazis to kill as many more Jews as they could. They didn't feed them. They didn't clothe them. They didn't house them. And then as the Germans spread across Europe with their plague, that particular strategy that was started in Poland was replicated in the rest of these countries where the Nazis went in and just basically anybody who wanted to shoot a Jew could shoot a Jew. And the final remedy, as it was called, to the quote-unquote Jewish problem, the death squads that swept over Europe, killing Jews all over the place, just line them up and shoot them. And so before we even got in to the war in 41, there was an eradication camp that was established in Poland. The Nazis had a place and a method to continue with the mass executions. Imagine, God damn these people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Auschwitz Liberation Day is observed today because during the main part of the war, 41 to 45, there were stories that began. A lot of things were said by the Jews, and the stories they kept to themselves and shared among themselves still do today. And then the propaganda that came from those bastards in Germany, the Nazis.
Yeah, a lot of people that were doing this, these monsters, truly believed that they were the good guys.
Oh, yeah.
Genuinely believed that.
But that's how easy it is. That's why I say this business about having these devices with youngsters who are, and I pick out James, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, Dallas, who's in his 20s. That's really the prime, and then younger than that, for people. Youngsters, and you know, you see it everywhere, actually. No matter what your age, people are tied to these damn devices like they're mesmerized. They're zombies. And then if somebody like the Nazis can come along. I mean, look at what our social media is about, the things that we talk about during the social media time on this program. Most of it's lighthearted, but there are many things. And again, news. A lot of the people in this generation get their news by looking at social media, which is complete.
Well, a lot
I can
of times
say this.
Looking at reputable news sources on social media, just seeing
yeah.
people. people posting just their opinions.
People posting
basically
stuff.
Regurgitating other people's opinions.
Exactly. Yeah. So that kind of stuff, without having the devices, that's what spread the hatred, the ideas. And so we look back on history on all of this stuff, which is what, how many, we went in the 30s, like 80 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're almost 100 years. In 10 years, we'll be not celebrating, but acknowledging the influence beginning in Austria on the part of Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
It's 90 years since that happened. And
it
then
still seems so much. It almost feels like we should be so much further removed,
Yeah. Removed. Right.
And yet we're not. And there are still Holocaust deniers. And to touch on what you were speaking on, Doug, of how people could fall into this, there's also the sense of, I think it can come from people coming of age, but also in the older sense, too, mm-hmm. we're wanting to belong. Just the wanting to be a part of something and not
I don't want to be left
to figure
behind.
Out who yeah, still trying to figure out who you are. And I think that's why a lot of cults exist still.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you have that.
Yep, that's for sure. So January the 27th, 1945, the beginning of Auschwitz liberation and the Holocaust Memorial Day, was in fact the day the gates at Auschwitz were opened, the prisoners were freed, those who were left. But still, on the day that the soldiers went in to free the prisoners, the gas chambers had been used, and the furnaces were burning, and the what seemed to be like snow, actually the remains of humans that were burned, the air was full of that stuff. You've seen it in movies that have depicted the Holocaust, or you've seen it in hopefully in some of the newsreels of things that happened on that day and the days before, the stories that people told about the ashes of human beings that would fall like snow around Auschwitz and some of these other camps. Then you go to 1979 on this date, the concentration camp renamed Auschwitz-Birkenau by the World Heritage people. And there was a big memorial plaque placed up there. You know, a lot of people go there, a lot of Jews go to Auschwitz to just try to understand what's going on. I had a chance to go there, and I didn't want to go. I don't want that energy around me, frankly. Whatever was there is still there. So anyway, in the last couple of years, there have been commemorations of all of the victims of Auschwitz and then other camps. Where 6 to 7 million Jews were eliminated, and then what's the matter with us? Some of us, anyway. What is there? And it still is around today. Look at these damn skinheads that are everywhere. Not only here, but in Germany, they have a real problem trying to combat the thinking. It has, you know, people over in Germany still say, look at those Jews, man, we got to get rid of them. And you can say that for any group of people. Look at the attitude people have toward blacks, or people who have the attitude that people have toward gay people, or, you know, whatever the thing that separates you. You know, this guy lives on the north side of town, another guy lives on the south side of town. I don't like the guys that live on the south side of town. I only like the guys that live on the north side of town. You know, that kind of, it's part of the human condition, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But feeding into it are using these devices that are around, that's kind of, that's the...
Well, but this was around far, like, much longer than technology was, too.
Yeah.
And it just still is. It's a learned... Prejudice is a learned behavior. It's not born.
Yeah, it's the same thing. You know, we could talk about this during the countdown. We could talk about it at any time. The reflection on Trump and what he's all about. The culture war. There's an education, there's some kind of education piece that's floating around, supposedly coming from him and his people, that reflects the degree to which some Republicans want the election to be waged around children in classrooms and boardrooms and things. The fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene now has said she wants to be the vice presidential candidate, and she'll debate anybody who wants to be her challenger so she can prove to Trump that she's the right choice to run with him. But, you know, we have fun with her to a point, even though much of what she stands for isn't fun at all. These people become caricatures of themselves, in a sense, right? They electrify some. This is what Adolf Hitler did. And I'm not putting Trump, I don't believe Trump is a Hitler-esque sort, but I do think we have some people in politics in America and elsewhere. Go anywhere, and you can find people who are Hitler-esque. And they are great, most of the time anyway, they're great speakers. They can present issues and electrify an audience. You know, that happens in any number. I mean, look, when you go to a show and watch a comedian, when Johnny Carson used to go around, I remember going to see his shows when The Tonight Show first started when I was in college, and how he had the audience in the palm of his hand. Uh-huh. Or every night when he was on TV, had the audience in the palm of his hand. Maybe there are people on the radio. Limbaugh had the audience in the palm of his hand. I guess to a point, some of the people listen, maybe we have the audience to a point in the palm of our hand, so there's a certain responsibility, I guess, that goes with that. I don't guess it, I know it. And but it's so, the lines are so blurred now all across the spectrum. It's just, it's pretty amazing, actually.
It is, and there's still that rhetoric of people being told what to think as opposed to teaching how to think, how to question.
Yeah, well, I find it distressing and distracting. So, let's talk about losing weight for a moment or two, shall we? Under the circumstances, we have the Calitrin folks who just want to remind you how easy it is for you to safely and naturally lose weight. If you're still thinking about it, if you tried something that didn't work, why don't you do this one thing? Go to toploss.com and check out all the opportunities for losing weight guaranteed to keep it off. Keep yourself healthy without having to use drugs and stimulants. That's the best message I can pass along to you. Toploss.com is the website. Check out using the code Doug, D-O-U-G, free shipping and 4 months free. That's at toploss.com.
Nachos! Yeah, you nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
You're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Franks. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it. Hey, look, we're on the Jumbotron.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common
side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This program is made in America. Has no foreign parts to it. Here we are on the Good Day program at 23 after the hour. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen with social media, celebrity news, things that are trending, and almost on the top of the list. I saw this yesterday, actually, and I think that it is worth us looking into where Pamela Anderson's head is and her body is, in a manner of speaking. She's talking about the weight that she gained writing her memoir. This is pretty interesting stuff from the bombshell Baywatch Babe. How about that for alliteration? You like that? The bombshell Baywatch Babe. All right, let's get into this right after this.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
All right, so for those of you who follow Pamela Anderson, who is someone that is quite likable, frankly, she has played a part. It was a focus on her body for the most part, wasn't it? When you get look at Baywatch, I used to call Baywatch.
That's what Baywatch was for.
It's boob watch.
Pretty much every eloquently put. But like also the guys, like everybody on there was eye candy. All of the lifeguards, the men and the women.
The TV show and the movie. Remember, The Rock did a version of this.
Oh yeah,
and it was quite a popular movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So Pamela Anderson has been around talking about gaining this weight while she was writing her memoir. She called it her puffy suit of armor. She wanted to get people to believe that she actually was smart. She could write.
They would not let her write it by herself. She had to fight to be able to write it without a collaborator, without a ghostwriter.
Yeah.
And she said that while she was doing this, she started gaining weight, and she just kind of thought maybe it was because of her age and her body just wasn't working like it used to. And she's followed a vegan diet and lifestyle for decades.
Quite a long time, right.
Yeah, but then as soon as she was done writing the book, it all just fell off. And she was almost it was almost like my body just protecting me, like what you said. She said, the puffy suit of armor.
Yeah, and that's true. So she tells the story of the people that she's been married to, like Tommy Lee. She had a bunch of rockers. How many times? She had three marriages.
She was married to Kid Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Well, and then here's the other thing that she was talking about, too. She, the Hulu series, Pam and Tommy, she said that she had no idea it was even a thing until it was already being teased to the public.
So they didn't come to her to get her to sign off on it? It's her story. Can she sue them?
No, I think somebody else owned the rights.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well, anyway, Seth Rogen apparently was the star of the show and the executive producer, and that was he's the one who seems to be the bad guy here.
Oh, he played he played the guy that stole the safe that had these tapes and then distributed it.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. Anyway, she talks about that, but that's not the whole story. The story is her story. Unfortunately, a lot of it gets lost in the business of Tommy and whatever. But there's a Netflix documentary, right? That's coming out. I think it's next week, called Pamela, A Love Story, which probably reflects a little more as to the accurate side of whatever happened in her life. 18 after on good... No, sorry, 28 after.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, licking, licking, licking. Some people like it, other people are annoyed by it. Personally, I kind of enjoy it. All of us who are owned by dogs have been licked by our four-footed friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, or actually an expression of pleasure or an intention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of food you've eaten during the day, so don't necessarily flatter yourself. On a serious note, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on his body, it's often a way of telling you that something's wrong. Perhaps there's pain in that area. Be sure you have your veterinarian check it out. If your dog checks out okay but continues licking, it can create a big problem, so your dog needs more mental stimulation, which, by the way, the biggest reason for excessive licking is stress. Just like when people scratch their head or crack their knuckles, when a dog is stressed out, what they'll do is they'll start licking excessively. It takes them back to early puppyhood. So work on it, avoid it, you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Doug Steffen here from MyPillow, announcing the great discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page and see where you can get deep discounts on mattress toppers from MyPillow. The towels we've talked about, there's so much more. Slippers, even dog beds, high-quality weighted blankets for the wintertime. You can get one and then get another one free when it comes to the sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll find all of your favorite products right there, and then you buy them very easily. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. I repeat that one, but so many of the other discounts are there right now. This is the best time of year to go into MyPillow.com. Enter the promo code DS. Great. MyPillow Specials.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is urging calm as officials plan to release video of an arrest that led to a motorist's death in Memphis, Tennessee. Body cam video of the encounter with 29-year-old Tyree Nichols will be released to the public, and his lawyers and family says they will show him being severely beaten on January 7th. Nichols died a few days later. Five now-fired police officers face second-degree murder charges. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Chief David Rausch.
In a word, it's absolutely appalling.
The Senate Intelligence Committee lawmakers are being stonewalled by the Biden administration regarding America's secrets in personal homes and unsecure office buildings. The lawmakers with security clearance are weighing how to force the intelligence community to turn over the classified documents to them that ended up in the personal possession of Presidents Biden and Trump. TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, etc., whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice. Not only us reading your words, join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Okay. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program, respecting people's thoughts and ideas. That's the mainstay of the program. I'm Doug Stephan. It's kind of always been the way. I will tell you what I think, and maybe to some of you who are easily offended or who don't agree, I don't believe what that guy just said. Once in a while, I come up with a beauty. And so, Jay Kirshner is chuckling because she knows exactly what I'm talking about. All right, so let's go over.
There will always be good news found in the bad news, and there will always be bad news found in the good news.
That is correct. Yes, you can be sure of that. One of the things that is a trait of genius is the awareness that people have of how much there is in terms of knowledge. We can never, ever, ever know everything about everything. As a matter of fact, many of us don't know anything about anything. And then there's that in between. I've always thought myself, and I was very fortunate as a youngster in school, I was a quick study. I liked learning. I didn't like doing some of the things that went along with it. I loved class and absorbed things like a sponge. But it wasn't, there were other things going on. I think this happens as well. This is sort of legitimate. When you go to school, you have, that's your job when you're in school for the most part. But then other people, you know, they are distracted and they don't do the work. Sometimes people depend on you. I know that a lot of people used to ask me for homework, and because I often didn't, it wasn't that I didn't do the homework, but I didn't do the homework. And so, you know, I was always trying to please everybody. Can I help you do your homework or things like that? That doesn't help anybody.
Uh-uh.
Helping somebody do their homework doesn't help them at all.
Oh, it's yours. The group projects in school, I hated those.
Yeah, right. Yep, yeah. So think about that as you start your day or go through your day. Good news here, there's a lot of actually good news floating around here today. It's Friday the 27th, by the way. In May of 2021, a new chief minister became part of the situation in one of the Indian states, the country of India. So there have been like 20 months since that happened. The interesting thing here, the poaching of rhinos was a big, big problem and has been since the 70s over in India. And in Africa, too, as far as that's concerned, poaching not just rhinos, but elephants and, mm-hmm. and tigers and anything that was you know, part of the life in those countries. So this year, the good news is that there has been, in the last 12 months, there hasn't been any rhino lost to poaching. This is the first time in like 40, 50 years. Now,
mm-hmm. That is great news.
Well, it is because these animals deserve better. These are very interesting beings. And some people say, well, what good are they? Well, I don't know that I could go into a treatise about what good they are, but they're there and
well,
they don't deserve
it. People. Like,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Kind of
right.
What is the beauty is in the eye of the beholder or whatever?
Exactly. Yep. Right. So if you have ever seen the movie Lost Horizon, you know, we're talking about an area of Tibet that borders on China, the Tibetan area, the sort of where India, Tibet, and China come together up in the northern part of that region of Asia. And there's a lot of biodiversity there. There are lots of animals that are unique to that area. There's a wildlife sanctuary there. And so they have tried to put the one-horned rhinoceri. Is that what a plural? I'm just making that up. Is the plural of rhinoceros rhinoceri?
I think it's still rhinoceros, isn't it? Like
it is.
How deer, like deer?
Right. A deer is a deer.
That could be wrong.
Or there are a bunch
always,
of deer.
Yeah, I just always think of the hippopotamus song. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas, and it's the line of hippopotamuses.
Doesn't work.
It's incorrect, but it's fun to say.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so I just thought this is worth a mention, looking at the database. Why would I be looking at a database of rhino poaching? It just is something that there's so much going on in this world, so many things, and we don't often talk about. The knowledge that I was just referring to, some of us don't know anything about anything. I don't know much about anything. And today, the thinking is, you don't have to know anything because you're going to look it up. I've got this device. I don't need to know anything. I have a question about rhinos. I just put rhinos in the toolbar. And not in the toolbar, but in the, what do they call the other bar? Not the toolbar. When you're looking for an answer. When you put
the search bar,
thank you, yeah, and you can find out a lot of this stuff right there if you're interested. But you might not be interested until somebody like me mentions it, and then you say, oh, well, let's find out what's going on with rhinos. You know, you can do that after I'm finished talking about this particular circumstance, which is now, because I want to move on into other things. But anyway, the good news is the rhinos aren't being poached. I guess I could have said that in about 40 seconds, and we could have moved on. There's an overview. This is one of the things I will talk to Dr. Ken, actually, and Jack about, too. A reminder, listening reminder. A lot of you listen over the weekend to Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has an hour of Good Day Health on many of these same stations. Same with Ken Kronhaus, an hour of Good Day Health from his perspective. But I think this meets the guidelines for both of the discussions that we have on their programs about your health and well-being. It's important, probably, for you to know, and worth discussing, that only about half of us, are meeting the physical activity guidelines that come from the Center for Disease Confusion. You don't really need them to tell you. You know your doctor, if he or she is doing the right thing by you, is telling you what the activity guidelines are. Maybe you've searched it out yourself. Maybe you understand what you need. Some people take responsibility for their bodies, and that's cool. Other people say, oh, I got to go to the doctor. He's got to save me. Doctor's not going to save you. You're going to save you. Yeah, you know, that's the way it works.
A lot of times you have to be your own advocate when you go to the doctors because
you
might know your body better and you know if something is abnormal to your normal.
Yep. So this report looks at the percentage of American adults aged 18 and older who are getting 150 minutes of moderate exercise and 2 days of muscle strengthening per week. See, I don't think that's enough. I do muscle stuff every day. I think every man, every woman, no matter what age, if you don't do something to hold your body together, and that's what your muscles do, it may be that you look good with muscles, men and women both. Many people think that the best look is that muscular look. I think that's a very attractive thing on women. Also, keeping your body together. And that's it. As you get older and the bones get a little more brittle and you fall down, that's what happens. People fall down when they're late 70s, they're 80s. Remember that? Well, you don't remember. People listening to the program.
I can't get up.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep, that spot, yeah. And that's very true. And so the thing that you need to do with the exercise is keep your heart beating faster. That's what strengthens. The heart's a muscle, just like your biceps, your triceps, your quads, whatever. And you need to strengthen that as well as the muscles that are visible. And so there's a lot of data around that supports this. It seems rather sad that we'd have the government spend this kind of money to come up with the data to try to convince people to follow the guidelines. But listen, I suppose that's a better way of spending money than building tanks and bombs and airplanes and that stuff to be used to blow up other countries. There are different... it's very interesting when you look across the country, Jay, as to how people are in the Northeast are in certain shape. Midwesterners are in a different shape. The Southerners are in a different shape. People live out West. For example, if you're living in the West, you are the most likely to meet the guidelines. 28.5% perform the weekly recommended guidelines. Adults in the South, 22% are likely to be doing the things with their muscles, exercise, that sort of thing. And this is about aerobic exercising, muscle strengthening, muscle building, if you will. Some people call it toning. Other people just like to build up their muscles. Whatever, it's all good. 52% of people in the West perform 150 minutes of aerobic exercise a week. 35% perform strength training, the recommended 2 days a week. In the South, see what this says here, adults are the least likely. 43% meet aerobic guidelines and 29% meet strength training guidelines. Why is it that the South? That's something that is that always has been a curiosity. You know, the Republicans seem to do better in the South, and narrower thinking seems to grip more people in the South, and I guess we'd have to decide or describe what narrower thinking is. But it seems You know, we always say, oh, yeah, he's from Tennessee. Whoops, wait a minute, that's where you're from.
That's where I lived for a decade.
Yeah, right, but it didn't rub off. But did you saw what I was talking about, right?
I've lived in Colorado, I've lived in California, I was born and raised in Ohio, and I have seen certain things everywhere. And I think a lot of times when it comes to the South, it's especially because that's what history was. History was a certain way, and some of that is still being worn out. But also Nashville, where I was living, it's such a transient community that you have people from everywhere coming to live, and yeah, there's a lot of different minded people. I've seen all kinds of prejudices and racism and sexism and ageism everywhere I have lived.
Yeah. Well, why? It's only because of insecurities. So you know what fixes that? Teaching your children. Remember that song by Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young? Teach your children. That, I think Young was in on that, along with the other three guys. But the idea behind that, if you listen to the lyric line, or if you get a sheet that has a lyric line on it, and what is advised for people who are raising children, it actually is a pretty good treatise as to, okay, what do we do, and how do we do it? We sometimes have, I guess I'm an example of that, and you are not, not having much guidance from my parents, so I got my guidance from the farmers and the people who became my second family that lived around here where I grew up. In your case, I know, I've never actually met your mother, but I feel like I know her, but I know your father very well, and he tells me stories about you and your sister all the time, and it's kind of fun to hear the stories. Well, I'm sure they weren't perfect, but they gave you a good solid base. And
yeah,
the fact that
I had a very wonderful upbringing. I had amazing parents. I had an aunt and uncle who were kind of like a second set of parents, and I grew up around extended family. Like, I had cousins who were bonus siblings in a way.
Well, the fact that your mother and father are still together and they are happy with each other, I can tell by the way your father talks about your mother. Is it perfect? Probably not. But, you know, it's as close to being the right thing, and it has to rub off on you. I can hear the way you talk about Ryan, your husband.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing. That's the kind of stuff that children need to grow up around. So maybe that's part of how we keep ourselves healthy. A word to the wise here at 48 past the hour on Good Day.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Off we go now at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Friday's focus on farm, food, and family. Ooh, ooh, ooh. More alliteration. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Friday's focus on farm, food, and family includes a recall. Da-da-da-da-da. All right, here's some chocolate cake that's been sold at IKEA. Here we are buying furniture and food at IKEA. What a combination. Almondy. What is it called? Almondy? Is that how you pronounce that?
Almondy.
I guess it would be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Almondy. A chocolate cake that has metal objects in the cake. Oh, yum. There you go.
According at IKEA, you do have to put things together yourself.
That's a great line. That's very good, Jay. These products are distributed, they only are at IKEA, so if you're, don't worry about stuff that you may have bought at the grocery store. If you buy food at IKEA, this product, this chocolate cake called Almondy, is made by a company. It's not made by IKEA. It's made by the company called Almondy, right? They've been the ones urging customers who have purchased the product to return the product to the store for a full refund and ask for your, don't just ask for a refund, ask for the gas money, your time. I want my money back and $25, please.
Yeah, and 50% inconvenience fee. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, the PR from this company
Quote, at Amandi, the quality and safety of our products is our number one priority. Okay, everybody makes mistakes, but this kind of a mistake? How does metal get into your chocolate cake would be the question. All right, let's move into California for some more farm food and family focus. A fast food law is going to take place, what is it, next week, I think, the fast food industry, California announcing that enough signatures have been collected to trigger a statewide referendum on the landmark Fast Food Accountability and Standards Recovery Act. This is something I've got to ask Jennifer about. Hailed as groundbreaking by labor advocates as a way to improve working conditions in the fast food industry, establishes a council to set health and safety standards, set a fast food minimum wage at $22 an hour. See, this is why I get that it's very good for the workers, but not for the people who are running businesses. Who do you think in the fast food business can pay $22 an hour unless you decide, you know, you go into a McDonald's, you want to pay $10 for a hamburger? Okay, that's what this will get you. And so that's why it's been put on the ballot, because a lot of people who are opponents to this, because not only do they have to charge $10 for a hamburger, but it's taking jobs away. But this is typical of what goes on in California. So they can all say, Gavin Newsom, those bunch of morons that run California, and all say, this is great for Californians. It depends on how you define Californians. The workers, great, until they get fired or laid off because they get paid $22 an hour, and the margins are so small, the mom-and-pop donut shops that we're always talking about with Jennifer, right? You think those guys can pay $22 an hour, and you can still buy a donut for a dollar? You're paying $5 for a donut. And if you want to do that, that's part of, but see, this cycle, nobody thinks about the end result. The cycle is that people will be put out of business, people will be fired or laid off, and he says, well, they'll go to another job. But they are going to go to another job that's going to pay them $22 an hour. If they require $22 an hour for everybody, the industries in California will exit like you wouldn't believe. And that, again, is this kind of this thinking.
They'll hire less people so that they can pay their people more.
But they don't even
have people taking orders anymore. They are the screens. You walk into a fast food restaurant, and a lot of them have the screen where you place
the Panera
order,
does.
And then you go pick it up, and the only time you're actually ordering from a person is if you use the drive-thru, which a lot of times you can order from a mobile app anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so the counter to this is what's going on at Chipotle. The folks at Chipotle have announced that they're going to hire 15,000 people all across North America to make sure their stores are staffed up. I was in a Chipotle with a friend of mine. He said, come on, let's go into a Chipotle. And the line was out the door at 6 o'clock at night. There was one person behind the counter filling orders. I'm thinking to myself, how the hell is this going to work? Well, the food apparently is so popular at Chipotle, people are willing to stand in line for 25 minutes. I wouldn't, and I didn't. But there are other stores. Taco Bell is going to hire 25,000 people. They've got those on listings on their website. Starbucks looking for 10,000 people. Wow. That's pretty interesting, isn't it, huh? When you get right down to it. So, but I'm betting that those people aren't hiring in California. Who wants to work in that circumstance? Well, everybody wants to get $22 an hour, I guess. All right, 59 past the hour here on Good Day.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.